Okay, so in like grade five, we were doing like this play thing, and we decided to change up the story of like the three bears and like Goldilocks, and we did it like the three sharks and like a little fish swimming. And I remember it was so much fun because once we were finished our work, we always looked forward to like getting out of class and working on all our like big cardboard houses and painting and doing all that fun stuff.
So you were writing, you were reading, you were doing some arts activities, right? Some props and things to go with it. Have you had other experiences like that where you've been able to do, say, you know, language, English stuff and combine drama and other things?
Not too long ago we did learning the arts with dance, with a dance teacher in language.
So combining subject areas is one way. Okay. What else?
I remember, I think I'm like grade was, but we were doing this math problem, and I think it was maybe like grade five. It was really hard, and no one in the class could get it, but somehow I did, I got it, and I got to explain. So the teacher gave me this like little award. I don't know, it didn't mean much, but every time I'm doing math, I always think back to it and how like I felt really special, and it just kept me motivated. So now math is kind of just like my favorite subject, even though for something so little like that.
Just to contrast to everything that's been said about the rewards, I find if you give out too much, it kind of takes away from the, you're doing it because you need to. Like, it might not be fun to write this English essay, but you kind of have to have a vision that, like, there is an end goal and it's not always just a bribe. Like, we're lucky to have the schools that we have, because a lot of countries don't have them. So I just think we need to keep that in mind and maybe relate to other countries and show kids that we're really, really lucky to be in Canada.
And another thing that is really important when it comes to learning is the way that teachers treat their students. Like, if you have a teacher that really isn't passionate about their job, like they're just there because they feel like they just want to teach, like they don't get on that, not like an extremely intrusive personal level, but like they connect with the student, it encourages them to want to learn more because they're creating this relationship with the teacher that, like, you know, you're gonna want to work for something because you've got a friend in the teacher. Like, I remember in grade five, I wasn't that great of a student. Like, I didn't have that much passion for doing my work, and I hated math. And my teacher, she actually like talked to me about it. She said, "Why don't you like math?" And I said, "Because it's hard. Of course, it's hard. Like I didn't know what I was doing." So she actually took like time and spent a lunch period with me and just one-on-one taught me how to do it. And she did it in a way that was very like patient and friendly. And I find that in a lot of the teachers here at our schools, like they really connect on like a friendly level with the students that makes them feel like they're important, like that they're not just another person, like another face in school of people, like that each individual is important and that they deserve like special attention from all the teachers.